And walking all the 30, listen to this now, all the 33 and a half years, the best, you know, what I understand from the scripture, or what I've been told, that he lived here approximate 33 and a half years. On the three day that he was separated from God and he was identified as a sinner, and that was because of you and me. All the rest of the time, listen now, all the rest of the time, I mean from a baby all the way up till he was 30 years old, that's when he began his ministry. I'm talking about a human being, he never committed one sin. But everybody tells us, everybody tells us, I mean, let me change that. Too many people around us tells us you can't help yourself. Well, that's the reason why he came. That's the reason why he came. Because we couldn't help ourselves. But now we have help. Amen. And so what we have to do is once our spirits get born again, I gotta move on. Once our spirit get born again, we have to put that word in our spirit so our spirit man can grow and develop. God can grow, because God, whatever God was, he is, whatever he is, he always be. You can't improve on God, you can't diminish him. He's just God in his completeness. And anything and everything, anything that can be known or done, that's God. And in his ability to do, you can't measure it. It's unlimited. That's awesome. And now you and I have been birthed into that kingdom and have that life and nature of God on the inside of us. And we'll feed on his word because, watch this now. Listen to this. The word says what? In the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. If the word was God, guess what? The word still is God. And so we get the word. See, if we get the word in us, we are getting God in us. And if you put the word in, and I'll talk about that in a minute, how we do it. That's where the heart comes in. If you put the word in, that word, Jesus, Isaiah said it like this in 55:11, that word that goes forth out of my mouth will not return to me void. But it will what? It will accomplish what I please or what I send it out to do. And if we'll put the word in, and see, it's one thing to remember something, but it's another thing to put it in your heart. Amen. If you put the word in, the word will bring forth, develop you, and you can grow up and become mature saints. It's out of all the believers, I don't know of a one that was fully developed. I've seen some a few that were really strong. And then when you find somebody who is fully developed in the Lord, we want to call them crazy. Mm-hmm. But when you walk around, talk about how sad you are, how broke you are, and everybody get to talking, things are so bad. We all say, yeah, that's right, child, that's right. And that is so out of order. I tell you what, the stuff that's rough, we just had a bad day, just a bad year. See, that's out of order for a saint. I just read you Psalm 91. God talked about his divine protection for you. Amen. And what it is, it's about time somebody grow up. I heard Kenneth say this. He was teaching a series on wisdom. And in the Old Testament, it's not right. And In the Old Testament, Solomon was what? The wisest and the richest man that lived in that dispensation. And it would be wrong for Solomon to be the richest and the wisest on a lesser covenant, and we got a better covenant. God wants to stir up us and shake us up and get us loose from that foul thinking and believing we have tied ourselves to, or somebody have poured it on us. And he wants to bring us to a place where we begin to believe that there is no limit in what we can do in God. You ever notice we always talk about our limit? I would, but, you know, we need to get the butt out the way and go on and do something. Amen. So let's talk more about, a little more about this believing heart. Listen to this. All he is doing now, and he's at the right hand of the Father right now. The Hebrew writer tells us he's at the right hand of the Father, at the Father, where he ever lives to make what? Intercession for us, right? That he ever praying for us. And all he is doing now, he is doing it for you and for me. Everything he's doing right now. There is nothing wrong with your faith. And how many times have the devil told you? How many times have doubt and unbelief have hit your mind and say, yeah, I would believe, but I just don't have enough faith? There's nothing wrong with your faith, you just need to grow it, develop it. And then you need to find out from the word, not go to somebody that don't know anything about it. You need to go to the word, Holy Spirit, and people that teaches under the anointing of the Spirit. Because you got to, you know, the Holy Spirit can teach you direct, and he also have people, men and women, that's anointed to teach the word. And allow the Holy Spirit to teach you the word of God, how it works. Ask him some questions. Talk to him about it. Don't sit there and go, duh. Talk to him. Say, how does this work? And what I need to do? Now listen. Because there's nothing wrong with your faith. I want to get, the Lord want me to emphasize this. There's nothing wrong with your faith. I'll say it again. I said it before, and I say it again. You pull up here on the parking lot, you got a brand new car. But all of a sudden, you know, you've driven about 700 miles, maybe a few thousand miles. You pull up here and it cut off and it won't start. You say, what in the world wrong with my car? I wonder what's wrong with it. You try to start it up. And it won't start. And you come inside and you know somebody that know a little something about it, says, something wrong with my car, it won't start. And the person go out there and check it out, say, ain't nothing wrong, we just need some gas. And nothing wrong with your faith, all it needs is some word. That's all it needs. If you feed it the word and act on it, See, the devil tell you something wrong with your faith. You can't believe for that. No, ain't nothing wrong with it. You and I just need to feed it. The word. So listen what